in front of the fire, awaiting Mummy's return.
"Let me out!"
I called. A shaft of light replaced the darkness. My sister's green eyes stared at me through the keyhole.
"Let me out!"
She took a step back, the torn knitted doll gripped in her arms, unravelling a little more with each step. Her red puffy gaze met mine, and she shook her head as another tear slid down her cheek.
"You wait! You just wait, you naughty little girl!"
I kicked the inside of the cupboard before realising I'd just disturbed all the spiders. The light was taken from me as she placed the key back in the lock.
"Leave the key out!"
I yelled as I kicked harder. Daddy turned the music up even louder until my cries could be heard no more. I hate her. I really do. I will always hate her. Chapter 1. Saturday, 14th of July, 2018. Toby sucked on the last of his roll-up. In fact, that was the last of his tobacco. His pouch was well and truly empty. Maybe he could scrounge a smoke during his break time. Some kind person might help him out. He shook his head, dreading actually arriving at his new job, the job he never wanted in the first place. If it wasn't for the cowbag at the job centre penalising him for turning up late, he'd have received his benefit money. Instead, him turning up to explain that he'd fallen out of bed, hurting his ankle, hadn't been convincing enough. It was an excuse, he knew that. But overslept isn't a reason they take pity on, and he had genuinely overslept. Alarm didn't go off. Yeah, right. He'd left with a lecture on timekeeping and information on a lead for work with a local job agency. He shook his head as he flicked the nub end onto the grassy verge. Whizzing around the bends of the snaking Warwickshire roads in his trusty old car felt like freedom. That freedom was soon to end and be replaced by some jumped-up line manager shouting orders all day. A little weasel of a human who was way less qualified than him. He pulled the sun visor down. 7 in the morning on a Saturday. Who works these kind of antisocial hours? Him, apparently, for at least the next 6 weeks. That's when the dreaded minimum wage contract finished, unless his nightmare was to come true and they'd offer him a permanent job. No. The strategy was to go in, do the minimum required, show no aptitude for more, don't be too productive, and escape to the toilet as often as possible. Steal a toilet roll. He'd run out, and no benefit money meant no toilet rolls. He'd come back with a few tins from the food bank last night, but no toilet roll. It wasn't thieving, it was survival. Besides, he'd make it up to society when he discovered himself and finally decided what direction his life was going in. The July sun already made him sweat. At least it would be cool at the meatpacking factory. If the heat or lack of breakfast didn't make him queasy, the sight of portioned up dead animals and being surrounded by the metallic aroma of blood certainly would. It was gone 7:15, and he was meant to be there for his induction in a few minutes. He pushed the tape into his old cassette player, and Ace of Spades by Motorhead filled his little car. With every stretch, his speed increased. There was nothing on the road. It was fun time. As he sped out of the bends, he shouted the lyrics as the chorus came on and banged his fingers on the steering wheel to the beat. His dad would be so proud. Not. He imagined his dad giving him that father-to-son lecture about wasting his degree. He never wanted to be a dentist anyway. He hated people's yellow teeth, their gingivitis and their chapped lips and gum boils. His father may have bullied him into doing dentistry, but he was a man now, and he'd make his own choices. Right now, he chose to live alone in his bedsit, run his banger of a car, and take odd jobs followed by long stretches of free time. That suited him just fine.
"Up yours, Dad!"
he shouted as he sped around the last bend where the road merged into Laurel Lane. Lemmy's voice boomed through his car for the finale chorus as he came